This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You've always trusted your core lineup. You don't change like the main lineup a ton. You trust your top players. So making the switch going away from KP for the second half, just how difficult of a decision has it been kind of maybe evaluating that throughout the series and then making that call tonight?
He couldn't breathe. And, so he was available if absolutely necessary. And so, that was just a decision between me and him. He was having just difficulties breathing, but he wanted to be out there and if we absolutely needed him, we would have been able to go to him and rely on him.
So what's up with Porzingis? What is that?
Something.
Can't breathe?
It's what he had before. It's like come back, I guess. Yeah, if he can't breathe, he doesn't look like he can do anything out
Twitch
there.
Chat
he can't shoot. He can't jump.
Twitch chat suggested earlier it's long COVID.
Long COVID.
It's not COVID.
No, we were told specifically it was non-COVID.
The only thing they've ruled out is that it's COVID, so I don't think it can be long COVID.
If you want to say anything else, I'll listen.
Yeah.
Don't tell me COVID.
Well, text line, we already have...
the doctors are out?
The doctors are texting the text line right now. Like, this is a good one. Quick Google search says that it's anemia.
Anemia.
If you look at the symptoms of anemia, fatigue, shortness of breath, that's exactly what's happening to him on the court.
He could have mononucleosis.
That's Dr. Textline there. Mono, good
one. The kissing disease.
So
we're going to get a Sam Darnold-esque graphic.
Yeah, maybe.
And definitely mono.
What is, when Mazzulla says he can't breathe, but he would go back in the case of emergency, to me, those two things don't align.
No.
Like, he couldn't breathe? What do you mean? So he was having trouble with his wind? I think that's probably what he means. Like, because he's fatigued and he's not... quote unquote in shape because he's missed time and he hasn't probably been able to practice the way he wants to. Like,
it was strange,
if he really
though.
Is struggling to breathe, you're not going to go to him in case of emergency. He's not going to be cleared to go back into the game.
No chance.
So I think that's what Mazzulla meant. I think he meant he was sucking wind and having trouble keeping his wind, I think.
But the whole thing was weird when he all of a sudden was coming off the bench and you're like, all right, this is strange. Normally he starts. Now he's coming off the bench. He's gotten some sort of like a minutes restriction. But then Tatum goes down, so now he's in the starting lineup, and he gives you absolutely nothing.
Which, by the way, we both wanted him in the starting lineup last night until I saw it, and then I'm like, okay, that was wrong. Like, I was wrong. I wanted him in the starting lineup. I thought you would get more out of him. I don't think you can play him.
We also wanted Pritchard in the starting lineup, meaning we wanted Horford to come off the bench, which was he did more in the regular season, but they started the double big, and yeah, you can't go back to that now. I mean, I think Porzingis, especially because of Cornette. Even if Cornette had half the game that he had, you need to consider not playing Porzingis. This gives you at least a little bit of the guy replacing him is pretty damn good. The guy had an awesome game. So, yes, unfortunately, all the fears we had when they acquired Kristaps Porzingis 2 years ago have come true. When he's out there, he's great. He's a great teammate. He fits in well. He can stretch the floor. He can protect the rim. But he's not on the floor.
So the crazy thing with them, and I guess it's a credit to Jalen and Derek White and, you know, Drew Holiday and Pritchard and Horford, and even throw Cornette on the list, I guess.
Even Hauser came. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of Hauser. He came in, buried a couple threes.
So they're not just going to have to go on a run without Tatum. They now are going to have to go on a run without Tatum and Porzingis. I think Porzingis is unplayable at this point.
Yeah, this changes my equation, because going into the playoffs, I said they can beat the Magic without two guys. They can beat the Knicks without one guy. They need everybody for the Cavs. They need everybody for the Thunder.
Yeah, but how many for the Pacers?
As I was going to say, the equation has changed.
Yeah, it has.
Because the Cavs aren't even there. You would now have home court advantage against the Pacers in the next round. But can you lose two guys and be down 3-1 and beat the Knicks? That I was not prepared for.
Okay, but you will. You're questioning it now.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Are you picking the Celtics to win the series?
No.
Okay. If they win game six in New York, then you'll change?
Yeah. No, winner of game six wins the series.
Okay. I like that. Winner of game six wins the series. I like that. So I went in thinking you were going to get a big Porzingis game last night. I wanted him to start. I was wrong. I now think you can't play him. So to rally back from 3-1 down against New York, you have to not only win without Tatum, you have to win without Tatum and Porzingis, and then same thing with the Pacers. I still think they can go on that run. But it did get more challenging in some ways without him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.